The soul cried, "It doesn't matter." "No," cried the young fisherman, "it does matter. You have made me do evil things. Why have you done this to me?" His soul answered, "When you sent me out into the world, you didn't give me a heart. So I learned to do all these things." The young fisherman said, "You are evil. You have made me forget my love and have led me into evil ways." He threw the bags of gold away. "I won't travel with you anymore. As I sent you away before, so I'll send you away now." He turned his back to the moon, and with the little knife he tried to cut away that shadow of the body, which is the soul. But the soul said, "A man may send his soul away once in his life, but a man who receives his soul back must keep it with him forever." The young fisherman said, "I'll go back to the little bay where the mermaid used to sing. I'll call to her and tell her of the evil that I have done." His soul said, "The world has many women who are more beautiful than she is. There are the dancing girls of Samaris. They laugh while they dance, and their laughter is as clear as the laughter of water. Don't trouble yourself any more, but come with me to that city." The young fisherman did not answer, but journeyed back to the little bay where his loved one used to sing. When he came there, he called to the little mermaid, but she did not come. His soul said, "You aren't getting much pleasure out of your love. Come with me, because I know where the land of pleasure is and what things are done there." The young fisherman did not answer, but he built a hut among the rocks, and he called to the mermaid every day and every night, but she never rose up out of the sea to meet him. When a year had passed, his soul thought, "I have offered evil things, but the power of his love was too great. Now I'll offer good things, and perhaps he'll come with me." So the soul said, "I have told you of the joy of the world, but you wouldn't listen. Now I'll tell you of the world's pain. I'll tell you about those who have no food, about men dying of sickness. Let's go and help these people. Let's go and help the poor, the sick, the unhappy." But the young fisherman did not answer. When the second year passed, the soul said, "I have offered you evil, and I have offered you good, but your love is stronger than I am. Let me come into your heart, so that I may be one with you as I was before." "Certainly you may enter," said the young fisherman. "When you went through the world with no heart, you must have suffered greatly." "I can't find any way into your heart," said his soul. "There is no place where I may enter, because your heart is so full of love.